Aloha. This is Pipeline Audio again. This is my second audio tutorial, and this one is called The Bonker. In this tutorial, we're going to add some impact to a chorus part by boosting the bass guitar when and only when the kick drum fires. Again, strict purists will hold their noses at this sort of technique, so if that's you, preserve your sanity by not listening any further. The idea and effect here is pretty much the opposite of a ducker. In the hardware world, this trick could be achieved pitifully easily by using a sidechainable noise gate or expander. Our challenge here is to pull it off in software. And here's the raw track. Okay, here's how we'll do the bonker in Vegas 6, using stock and free plugins. Okay, like I said, doing this in software is going to be kind of tricky. And sorry, maybe I'm ranting a little, but these tutorials are free, so please indulge me a bit. I'm just passing my 10-year mark of tapeless recordings in one form or another, and it still pains me that some of our basics have yet to be covered. Monitoring, routing, sidechains, and the input-output nature of DX and VST plugins can still be sore spots. Every app maker seems to be in a secret squirrel battle to reinvent the wheel. I say how about first we agree it should be round and that it should spin, then you guys can go make your own proprietary spokes. With the above in mind, we're going to run into a few stumbling blocks, but like I always say, we got a tool for that. First of all, no sidechains. I'm not talking about the left sidechains, right type scheme. I'm talking separate inputs and outputs for sidechain control. I'm sure some of you are aware of the TC key input and DB audio aware dynamics processor, which feature sidechains, but I'm sure you're also aware of some of the issues they have. And besides, we're talking about free plugins here. Okay, first let's add a bus and call it Bonker Bus. We're going to need a gate. Digital Fish Phones makes a free gate called Floor Fish, which will do nicely. Hold control would be great here, but we'll be okay. Ideally, we would route an aux send from the kick to one side of the gate, and an aux send from the bass guitar to the other side of the gate, which brings me to another little rant. In Vegas 5, the effects routing panning was changed. Up till that point, effects send panning followed the channel pan. Now, the new way is technically correct, since in the real world, hardware console aux sends are normally mono, and you make stereo sends by sending two individual aux sends to the two different effect inputs. However, things are different in the world of DirectX and VST plugins. Only the effect send assigned to a particular effect is able to access it. You can't choose which sends to patch to which inputs of a DX or VST effect. Putting the Sony Pan plugin in the track effects chain will pan the effect send as a sort of a workaround. Still, we have a slew of problems, especially as you have no practical way to pan to aux or effect sends if you want to keep the individual control of the channel pan to master fader. Luckily, we still have a tool for this. We'll avoid that whole mess and do an admittedly resource-wasting workaround. We'll duplicate the kick channel. Name the duplicate kick channel Bonker Trigger. Pan it hard left and assign it, not send it, to the Bonker Bus. Now assign the bass guitar to the Bonker Bus and pan it hard right. Mute the bass guitar for now and solo the Bonker Bus. Set the Floor Fish gate for maximum reduction, fastest attack, and fastest release. Now adjust the gate's threshold until all of the kick drum hits just make it through. There will likely be some gate chatter because of the fast release, but don't worry about that yet. At this point, mute the Bonker Trigger track and unmute the bass guitar track. Turn the bass guitar volume down a ways lower than the point which it will never open the noise gate. In other words, make sure the bass track is too quiet to make it through the gate. All right, it's time for another plug-in at the end of the Bonker Bus chain. Insert our old friend G-Pan from G-Sonic. This is a very handy plug you'll find in many of my articles. It individually pans and attenuates channels in a stereo track, and it's free. Set G-Pan's left input gain to minus infinity. Set G-Pan right pan to center and gain to 0 dB. Now unmute the Bonker Trigger track, and you should hear the bass guitar in little chunks every time the kick drum hits. Yet you should hear only the bass guitar at this point. Adjust the noise gate's release control to the length of bonk you want. In this case, I'm setting it to around an eighth note of the song's tempo. If you're getting a nasty, clippy sound at the beginning of the bass notes, lengthen the attack a little bit. Now, unsoldo the bonker bus and play the whole mix. This part gets a little tricky now. Start turning the gate's expansion control counterclockwise until the bonk versus normal bass guitar ratio is just about where you like it. Here I have it set to about 6 to 9 dB of total gain reduction. Keep turning up or down the bonker bus volume until the regular bass guitar volume is where you would normally have it, with the bonk volumes there to accent the kick hits. Okay, now I got this trick pretty much where I want it, but you'll hear a few bass notes getting boosted that really aren't helping anything and just sound a bit weird. No problem. I'll just work on the bonker trigger track, hitting the S key ahead and behind the offending kicks and split and delete them right out of there. So here's the final product. Alright, at this point, every time the kick drum hits, you should hear the bass bonk and accentuate those kick hits, and you'll have a little bit more of a rhythmic feel. Hopefully the rhythm will pulsate more. So experiment with this trick, and you'll probably find it can be a lot of fun on guitars too, sometimes triggered from the snare instead of the kick. I hope you found this tutorial useful. If you have any questions or comments about this subject, please post them in my forum. And this is Pipeline Audio signing off.